Where do we want to go from here? Everywhere. That's when a shout has really made it. When it's launched from a rooftop and travels across the world. Perhaps swings by space even. Because our stories come from an assortment of settings. Grimy little shanties in urban cities. Fancy cars zipping past the same ones. A peculiar vehicle on an intergalactic pilgrimage. Somewhere under the sea. An island or the human embodiment of it. The oldest libraries with invaluable treasures. Histories of war and blood and strife and suddenness. Traversing transformations triggered by victory or defeat. Jungles and backwaters and open fields and arenas where wild things live and learn and labor to compete, survive and thrive. Workspaces that hold dreams and deserts where dreams aren't deserted. Small towns where people gather to gain grand wisdom preserved for centuries. Courtrooms sheltering, breeding, and humoring unresolved disputes. Unearthing ambiguities and witnessing irreconcilable differences. Ramps with displays that break the rules and help us rise to the occasion and above. Difficult anatomies experiencing some very worrisome fluctuations. Brains and bodies in repair. Brains and bodies being nourished. Brains and bodies recharged. Writing desks with stationery that never runs out. They should reach every thinking, feeling, sane, insane, sunny, shady, seen, unheard of, but interested. Impossibly nosy, deeply empathetic, curious corner of the world. And when it does, when a shout has been tossed and has fallen on the ears of a young, aspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned industrialist, a woman running the house, a man running the home, a couple raising their kids, fighting the odds, founding anew, a teacher that believes in education, a student that does not, a wallflower in a court of law, an observer whose innermost self is sardonic as sin when it finally finds expression. A victim of abuse, a victim of circumstance, someone wronged, someone who messed up, someone punished, someone who's trying to make amends, a campaigner for rights and justice and causes, a recluse crying for the dying hope of a better day, an ascetic praying for a better day, a reader who'd save every library and every bookstore in the world because words cannot do justice to the pleasures of a good bookhouse. Ironically, thinkers that are considerate and compassionate and completely clued in. Idealists that believe. Escapists that veer. The rational that see reason and the need for a presence. Enthusiasts that make things happen. Wanderers in a trance. Realists shaking everyone awake. Cynics killing the joy. And optimists bringing it back. A professor of history who has grown weary of being merely enlightened and is desperate to get in and play his part in the past. A professor so convinced of the need of a transformation in education that he wishes to play his part in the present. Someone preserving yesterday and witnessing today for the future to look back and see how far it has come. A sometimes worried, sometimes despondent, sometimes positive and always driven environmentalist. Teenage girls drifting and dreaming, awestruck by the greatness before them. A life of limitless possibilities. A lover of life. A lover of art. A lover of the enormity of this earth. Objects, people, structures, nature. enraptured by the essence of it all. A seeker of space, an infinitude of deliberation, wishes upon stars, a lifetime spent in making sense of this very complicated cosmos. A revolutionary breaking barriers in the business of fashion. A body battling sickness and disorders and, amusingly, good habits, because self-destruction has become one. Those that worry with a frown, those that worry with a smile, those that don't, they shout a question, they shout an answer for the things that matter. Anything to anyone, anyone for anything, everything to everyone, everyone for everything. And then we're there, everywhere.